reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our first scripture reading for the naming and of the circumcision of Jesus is found in your Bibles in the book of Numbers. It's page 147 in your pew Bibles. And we read Numbers chapter 6, beginning at verse 22. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them." This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is from Galatians, found on page 1245. And we read Galatians 3, beginning at verse 23. "Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming of faith would be revealed. So then the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many as you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise." This is the word of the Lord. We rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is the gospel according to St. Luke, found on page 1096. And we read Luke chapter 2, verse 21. "And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel, before he was conceived in the womb." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you. From God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. My text is based in part upon your very brief gospel lesson for this morning. Luke chapter 2, verse 21. "And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel, before he was conceived in the womb." This is our text. In the famous play, Romeo and Juliet, William Shakespeare penned these lines: "What's in a name? That which we call a rose, by any other name would smell as sweet." Perhaps it would smell as sweet But not all names would fit. This afternoon, we're going to be driving over to Davenport to visit with some old friends. The father of the bunch, about my age, in his early years, was constantly in speech therapy. He just couldn't say certain things. It bothered him. Until one day, a certain speech therapist who knew a little bit about his ethnic background put before him a list of Norwegian words. Lo and behold, he could say those words perfectly, without impediment. They just kind of rolled off his tongue. Ah, said the speech therapist, I know what your problem is. You're Norwegian. You know, it turns out that different sounding languages are not just an accident. The way we talk has something to do with the way God has made us. The shape of our head, our nasal cavities, the way our throat is constructed, all make it easier for certain ethnicities to say things in a certain way and make it hard for others. Maybe a rose might smell just as sweet by another name, but there's some people that just can't say any other name. Not long ago, I also just came across a little article talking about the development of speech and how much our speech is actually influenced by our sight. Everybody say warm, cool. You notice how those words just kind of roll? They're almost like comforting in, as you speak them. But when it's really cold outside, we say it's frigid. You notice how harsh that sounds? Something that has no bumps is smooth. Everybody say smooth. But something that has a lot of bumps and a lot of, you know, this and that, it's jagged. Everybody say jagged. Yeah. Doesn't that sound harsh, you know, as you say it? And what they have found is that all languages pick sounds to describe things that, if you will, kind of match what they're describing. Harsh, jagged stuff uses harsh vowels and sounds, and stuff that is smooth and nice use smooth and nice sounds. There's a reason a rose ended up being called a rose. And there's a reason that Jesus was called Jesus. He was called Jesus because names actually mean something. And really, throughout most cultures, the choice of names has not just been in sticking together of nice-sounding vowels, but down through the ages in most cultures, names were carefully chosen to represent things. Going back to the beginning of creation, as God was bringing the animals to Adam, and he was naming them. He wasn't just saying, okay, I used up C, I used up D, I used up E, what letters are left? He was describing their function and role in creation. If you will, he was ordering creation because God placed man in the garden to take care of it and to rule over it. That's what Adam was doing as he was naming the creatures. Jesus has his name because his name means something. It means God saves. And Joseph was carefully instructed by the angel to give Jesus that very name because Jesus was going to save God's people from their sins. Our Savior would not have any other name because that name tells us who he is. But it is not just Jesus to whom God has given a name. It's not just the animals that have been named. But each and every time that we close out our services, and I stand before you kind of like this, and I raise up my hands, and I say, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance, or another translation, turn his face toward you and give you peace. I'm actually giving you a name. As we read in our Old Testament lesson, that is how God instructed Aaron to put God's name on his people. We all have first names, last names, probably most of us have middle names as well. Maybe a few of you out there even have a second middle name or a third. But through Jesus, through what his name meant, and through that blessing, and through countless other means that God has given us, you and I have received additional names. And it's the most important name that we have. Christian, child of God, sons, daughters of the King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. We've become new people through what God has done for us in our Lord Jesus Christ. We have a birthright, an inheritance because of the name that we possess. We have forgiveness of sins. We have a home in heaven, one that belongs to us already, although we haven't yet come to dwell there. And it's our guaranteed possession because we've become a part of a new family. A new family created out of the love of God for his people. A new family created by God himself, taking human flesh into his very being in the person of Jesus. And through that Jesus, becoming obedient to the law for us, as he begins with his circumcision, and living for us, his brothers and sisters, the life that we should have led, paying the price on the cross for the sins we should have paid for. Rising again to give life to us. Because we couldn't claim it for ourselves by our own reason or strength. And in the waters of baptism, as you've heard so many times here, we say, how's this child to be named? Or sometimes an adult. And a name is spoken, but it's really not the complete name. For in the waters of baptism, we take on the most precious name of all. Christian. Child of God. And there's no other name in the world that can replace that. We celebrate today the naming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we also celebrate the fact that in Him we also have gained new and wonderful names. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001. By Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.